हाँ
Oh, yeah, it is.
Thank you for calling customer. My name is Chuck.
Hi, this is Christine also. I just got off the phone with my bank and you guys denied me a refund because I did not request a refund from you. And I do not have your products, don't want your products. I didn't order your products. Somebody went into my account and ordered all this stuff. And I would like a refund, please. And I can give you my card number or whatever that was used, and
Well,
I would
ma'am,
like a
can
refund.
I get your zip code, please?
62995.
Then verify your last first and last name.
Christine Alsip.
What's your can you verify your address?
402 South 4th Street, Vianna, Illinois.
Okay, give me a second as I look over your account.
I've already been on the phone with these guys before, but I have. They told me they could get me free. So you might be getting a refund from my time.
Huh? Why? Oh, I'm paying you now?
I'm still here.
Hello?
I'm still here. One second.
Well, it doesn't help that much.
Right. Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. So I do see where you called in with the bank and you have a dispute pending charge. So I think
yeah,
everything
well,
else.
It went through and it said that that you guys are refusing to give me a refund because I did not request a refund. So now I am coming back to you and I'm saying, hey, I asked for a refund when I called the first time to do this. Why would you guys tell my bank that I didn't request a refund when I did and I would like my refund?
So, I do understand, but we're incapable to refuse a dispute, especially if it's under your bank investigation.
How are you incapable when you just did?
I'm not
aware
of nothing.
I just got off the phone with my bank. They just read me the letter that said you guys are denying my refund because I did not request it. So here it is me. Requesting, I want a refund.
Okay. One second, man. Let me speak.
I really don't think that the fraud people at my bank are going to lie to me and say.
Okay, one second. Let me speak to my supervisor. I'm sorry. One second.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk to him too. Him or her. Your $82 charge?
Within 3 days. After I've done spent a month and a half.
Y'all ain't gonna do this.
I'm still here. 1 second.
Okay. I don't play games like this.
I don't play games. They don't like me when I'm talking. Because let me get. Sounds like a word of perfect, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh. By no means.
You like that?
Yeah.
I got four.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, no, it's not PayPal. He's from California.
He goes, sir, do you realize what this? Yeah, I realize that they're not turbines on yours. That's what I told him.
That is so mean.
That's what I told him. I can't help it. I go into that mode when I told him.
God.
Which all I can see now.
Okay. You can. Yes, you can.
No.
You can learn to control your temper.
They are the ones.
See, you're getting anxious and nope. Stop. Calm down. Breathe. 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 Nope. Stop. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Calm.
They're not. You're getting anxiety.
1 second.
Okay. See how calm I am with this guy. See how calm I am. He's being cool. Yeah, give it about 2 minutes when he's not being cool. But he's being cool. He's not being a dick. You right now. Everything that I just described. You're stopped. You're going to get me going crazy. Stop. I'm going to lose my cool.
Okay, but you're cool.
No.
I'll be right here and cool you right off.
Stop it.
I'm always going to get the last word.
All right.
Oh, no place for
it. Stop.
Where's
it? It says stop. Traffic does not stop.
You can go get my tank.
No. You know, I could have been to Paducah already by now.
No.
Yeah.
And it's still lunchtime. Still.
They're in the office.
We're getting there.
You're taking the long way.
Well,
I don't like these back roads.
Because when we were headed out of Bayonne, right? I kind of missed turned off the interstate.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You could have gotten off on Metropolis and hit over Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, going.
The long way. We're taking the long way. We could have already been there. Hell, I could have drove straight into Paducah off of 24 and gotten here faster than this guy, faster than you.
That's the only reason I took
this one. Ma'am, I'm trying to do the best I can to assist you. 1 second, please, okay?
Okay. I just missed what he said. Can you keep, yep. Lord, please don't. Dakota has a doctor's appointment at 4 o'clock. And that's in Marion. I'm so glad you have the day figured out, because I don't. I haven't gotten that far yet.
What do I do?
You're going to drive me nuts.
What do? I can't help it.
You're going to drive me nuts.
Good morning.
I can already see it now. I'm going to go stir crazy.
Good morning.
I'm going to go stir crazy.
Hold on, ma'am. Prince, can you press press on the dog? Prince. Okay. Awesome. I'm just doing a little bit of research.
Okay, I think I've lost.
Christine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So were you on the call with your bank?
Yeah, I called my bank earlier today.
No, so I'm saying, were you on the call when they called this?
No. I was not on the phone with them when they called you. I called you before they called you, and then they called you, and then now I'm calling you back because
okay.
of what they told them.
Okay, understood. Okay. So, Ms. Christine,
yeah.
So this is what I'm going to need. I'm going to need you to call a bank, okay? Have them call us and verify that there was no dispute active or no dispute being changed, because as I reviewed the call, well, my supervisor reviewed the call, there wasn't no approval or no verification that we declined it.
Okay, but the bank is saying that you guys are declining the refund because I didn't ask for a refund. So I'm not going to do this 20 freaking thousand phone calls back and forth and back and forth.
I do understand that, and I do
apologize. I mean, if you guys aren't going to issue me a refund, then I don't know what else. I guess I'll call the Better Business Bureau, but I'm not going to do 1,000 freaking phone calls in between the bank and you. And no, I asked for a refund the first time that I called. Your representative that I talked to the first time said no because it was pending at the bank. And then the bank calls you guys, and you guys say that I never asked for a refund when I did. So, I'm not receiving your products. I don't want your products.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, my doctor wants me to gain weight because I'm underweight, so why would I want to lose weight?
I do understand that.
Yeah.
You did verify the address, and it did say that it was...
Yeah, and I can verify the card number, too, the first six and the last four.
No, I'm stating that it did say that it was shipped to that address on the 4th of January.
It shouldn't have been, because I told them I didn't want it.
So you sent it back?
I never received it. Now, had I received a product... Then, hey, we may have a different, you know. I verified that with them the last time. Everything is still the same information, but I just never received any of their products. And I never received anything from you guys. Which is, I mean, now had I received it, it would be a different story.
I understand.
We would be having a completely different conversation had I received it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So when you called your bank, they said, hey, the customer support, they declined your...
That you guys are declining me a refund because I did not request a refund. They had also said that I signed up for a 14-day trial and
yes,
called
that's
after
usually
the,
how our products works.
And then called after the 14-day trial. Well, now, had I known any of this was going on, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Would be a completely different outcome. But since I have no idea what's even going on, I would just, that's an awful lot of money to take from somebody that doesn't know what's going on. Like, you know, I can see somebody taking like $5 or $10 or whatever and you know, be like, oh, I guess I must have ordered something and forgot about it. You know, but like, I would remember a $90 transaction. I would remember, hey, wait, red flag. You know, and that's what threw the red flag up.
Okay.
Fine, a purple flag.
Okay, one second.
Why do you gotta question everything I say?
I'm a Marine, I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to question everything.
Stop. You're going to drive me crazy. Literally, you're gonna have me questioning my own thoughts. I don't wanna do that. I love you too. It's bad enough I get confused as it is. No.
Okay,
no,
ma'am.
But yeah.
Now, she reviewed the, well, my supervisor reviewed the call, the last call that they had with your bank, and they didn't say anything about us declining, so they gave you falsified information. They never stayed
okay,
on the
well,
phone.
Can I just get a refund?
Yes, ma'am, but your bank is already independent of dispute, so you should call them. They're in charge of your funds.
I'm not doing this. Oh, my God. All right, I will call my bank again, and I will dispute it with them, and I will tell them that they are that you guys are saying that they're giving me false information.
They are. I promise you.
I mean, I ought to just take this $94 and fucking check it out the window. All right, thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you for calling us for your great day.
You too. Bye-bye.